As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So how did you pivot that mindset from working for somebody, finding the best possible salary, to which always will have some sort of cap on it, to I want to start my own company in this space and I know the things that I have to do and I have to execute this and it, and eventually it's all worked out. And now I think it's, what were you, 44th on the Inc. 5000, 1 year, right? So that, which is like, that's a huge, completely different person that hit that 44th rank versus the person who took the solar panel sales job.
Absolutely.
So evolution of you in solar, where did that, what was that path?
Yeah, so, you know, at the time, obviously, I was 21 years old and I needed some money. But after when this chip came up, right, and I was like, hey, you know what? I feel like I want to actually create my own business. I guess it came from my mom too. Like, I think she engraved that into me, like, hey, you should, you know, open up your own business. So I always had that in back of my head. I just didn't know how, right? I never had an investor. My mom was an employee of the business. So she didn't really scale the business. But she did give me like the visual of like, you know, you kind of have your own time and stuff like that. So once I got to six figures, like doing door to door, and I had some capital, and that's where.
How long did that take?
It took me like 7 months, so it didn't take.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
that's actually really quick. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so you know, once I started making some good amount of income in my eyes, right at that moment, I was like, oh shit! So I got some extra cash.
Yeah,
I never seen this in my bank account, so it's like now I started thinking like as an investor, right? So what am I gonna do? Like, I want to keep on, you know, creating this type of income or even better income. So what should I do? And that's where I started to get into like self-development, really deep, right? Started reading tons of books and, you know, that really transformed like my mindset. One of them, the first one was The Secret, I'm sure, like Law of Attraction.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That was like one of my basic ones. It's like, really? You can really, you can really like set a goal and you can really actually accomplish it. And if you really believe into it and you put the right actions. It sounded pretty crazy, but, you know, at that time, but it's like, I believed in myself. I had some income and I just started to set those goals. I was like, I'm going to create my own business. I don't know how, how much money is going to cost, how much money. I never really went through all those, those details in from a business. Right. Which I'm grateful and I'm glad I didn't really get too much into those numbers, because if I would have evaluated all the whole thing, like I would have never done it.
It would have scared you.
It would have, what the hell are you thinking about? Just go ahead and, you know, create and make $250,000 just selling and, you know, and that's it. And
I love
don't
that.
Worry about that.
I love that sometimes like being naive actually enables success. And I actually think that's actually a really smart point. Like sometimes like a little bit of, because nothing's ever going to work out the way you want it to work out. And nothing's ever going to be 100%. I think that almost going to a little bit of like what's the word? Like you're just like the bright eyed and bushy tailed or whatever the saying. It's just like when you like look at something very optimistically versus pessimistically. And I think that that's exactly what you do. I think it's actually what you have to do to be successful. Yeah. Because if you ever evaluated the risks required to be successful, I don't think anybody would ever build their own thing. So you have to have that personality as an entrepreneur, regardless of whether or not you manufacture it or it's just because you haven't put as much thought into the thing as you need to. I think that's what it's actually led to success sometimes. But you jump into it. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, yeah, I did totally just jumped into it, and I said, you know what, I think I have what it takes. You know, I love, you know, dealing with people. I love to talk to people. I loved, in my previous positions, I was always in a, you know, I was started in sales, and then they promote me to be a supervisor and manager. So I've done some of the, you know, dealing with people and managing people and coaching people. So I was like, yeah, I think I'm pretty good at it. You know, I think I've, you know, developed a few teams and, you know, helped them grow and help and, you know, and transfer some of my skills to them. So, you know, I like that side of the business. So I was like, okay, if that's what I have to do in the beginning, then that's what I'm going to be doing. Just I've already been doing it for, you know, for a few companies. I think I could do it for myself. I believe a lot in God. So it was like, I think it was a right time, and he opened up a door for me as well at that time. I met one of the, at the moment right now, he's one of the biggest installation companies in the nation, you know, as far as solar goes. So they had like a year and a half in business when I met them. So they were not as big as, you know, they are right now. And they recruited me off of Solar City, which it was Tesla at the moment already. It was already bought off by Tesla. So, and I was like, you know what, I think I'm able to do this. You know, there's some things I don't like. There's some people that, like, I recruited a bunch of people, family members, cousins, and
to sell.
Yeah. So there are some things that this guy, some issues that they seen, and they're like, hey man, well, you know, we don't get enough attention. You're the only guy that's really training us. You're the one that's like helping us close a lot of deals and identify some issues. And I seen how I could actually improve them. And by me having the chance to create my own business, you know, excited me to like help, you know, my family members, because I got them off their jobs. Brought some of my family members from San Diego, from other places, to work in Arizona. So I felt like a responsibility greater than, you know, than me wanting to be in business just because I wanted to be in business. You know what I mean? It was more of
you forced yourself to have responsibility for other people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's super stressful.
Yeah, it is. It is. And at the time I was thinking, man, like this guy, he moved down from LA. He moved down from San Diego. This guy came from, you know, this call center that he was working on, and, you know, he stopped working there. So now it's like, shit, they're all looking, you know, they're asking me questions, and they worry about their future, you know? So I was like, shit, so I got to do something, and I have to create something, you know, better than what's going on here, because, you know, seems like things are not going to be the same. And, you know, in a month or 2 months, that's when Tesla acquired Solar City.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of changes going on at the time too. So, you know, everybody was like, hey man, like, they were looking up to me and saying like, what are we going to do? And I did some research in the market. I put myself in front of the right people, and that's how, a little bit about, you know, how it started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.